This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka, got Jeff, Aturi, we've got my friend Rod, as well as Simon.
Kia ora all.
Okay, now, light parties. I heard from my son this morning on the 31st, we've got Halloween happening, All Hallows Eve.
Halloween.
Yeah, and apparently it represents All Saints' Days and the end of harvest and the beginning of winter, where the veil is thin and people start talking to the dead and this sort of thing.
You know? Me and my son, I wanted to introduce my son to Halloween because he's never had one before. But I wanted to do it in a very, like, kind of Jesus way. So we're going up to the Mormon church around the corner. And we're going to celebrate. They do, like, a dress-up.
Yeah, like, we're having light parties with the Adventist people.
But it's got nothing to do with, like, talking to the spirits and stuff, so...
But you can actually wear angel wings. You have a light party with saints. Because we're talking about the All Saints Day, where we represent the communion of saints. You know, Joan of Arc and Padre Pio and different saints that have lived down through history. So are you guys going to be celebrating Halloween or light parties, you know?
No.
You're not? Okay, Rod, we need to talk about Tim reneging on the 2 hours.
Yeah, well, it's extra hours, $1 to $3, but it's on the Waikato Times 4 days ago. So he ran on it and he made it conditional on council allowing it. So obviously there's a fudge factor there. So what do you think, Jack?
There is a fudge factor, but you brought out a few interesting points. When they borrow money at a top level and they go into debt, who's behind that borrowing? Is it some international corporate or what is it? Is it the Freemasons?
WFF, World Organization.
You've got to be ready, brother.
Yeah. So there's basically four different avenues, but one of the things is councils actually self-back other councils. So there's a real thing that happened since National Party's John Key, and he really started council debt off, and it's gone to the races since then. No stopping.
Yeah, but are the Freemasons involved?
They're definitely involved. They're involved in all sorts of things. The checkerboard around the police's helmet, they're bad news. That's all I know about Freemasons.
Turi?
Yeah, because what could happen is, and Turi needs to answer this because he's got his union party, which is standing next year, apparently. And what do you think about the debt and being controlled from the top? And then you could have BlackRock coming in and controlling everything, and then we'd be owned by this elitist corporate bank.
That's the big question. You can take a nation by the pen or the sword, and the debt's the pen, isn't it?
So, yeah.
But our foundations in the party are different. Our economic reform is totally upside down. Our government issues currency, and we need to accept that as a society rather than borrowing it from another organisation, be it...
Because we used to generate our own currency here, apparently.
We should be doing it. We have the authority and the mandate, the sovereign authority and mandate, to issue our own currency, and that's what we should be doing.
And why are we answerable to all these corporates overseas and international world banks and this sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, just being bought out.
We have been brought out.
Over the centuries.
Now, coming back to Rod, so what are our objectives now that the rates, rates is one of the problems, but now that the elections are over and everything's back to normal, and we had how many candidates didn't get in or?
So there were 37 that didn't get in, so into council. So in October 2026, those ones could possibly stand with their profiles for a national election. And what we're suggesting is that independents standing, and that would create 60 MPs for electorates and other 60 MPs for the party vote. and that would be a very good makeup for our current parliament.
Yeah. So you were talking about giving 15 cents for 20 seconds work, and where people can pick up rubbish, people can enlist in protecting their society, taking care of one another. Yeah, how do you see that happening?
Yeah, well, thanks to Jeff, who does the mantra here, is where's the jobs? It's actually $25 an hour is 15 seconds for a 10 cent, the smallest coin we have legal tender. So folding up letters. But one of the ones we thought, Jack, was if you walk and pick up a piece of rubbish and walk to a council rubbish bin, you should video it and put it up on YouTube, and that 15 seconds should get you 10 cents.
And you were also saying that a lot of people that did get in, they got in on 2,000 votes and 40,000 people didn't vote. So what happens to them now? You know, when you're talking about democracy and transparency.
Yeah, so it breaks down. So there was 38,000 votes, 80,000 people didn't vote. Most of the councillors got in on 2,000 votes. Tim got in on 17,000 votes. And so basically when you look at a 2,000 vote with 14 members and there's 80,000 people that could have voted, anybody else out of that 37 people that didn't make it.
And they go to sleep now. They don't stand for anything.
That's what this radio station on the fringes is so important, because I want to hear more from Jeff, because Jeff's thought long and hard about this, and Simon, and also Tudy and Yanni.
Yeah, we'll bring in Jeff later on. But coming over to you now, Turi, on the Kiwi Union policies, because I have got a list of your policies, which is wonderful here. It's got drafted and implemented by continuous transport public consultation through think tanks, interest groups and polls, while ignoring influences of corporate lobby groups. So you've got working class before asset class. What does that mean?
That means putting labour first.
Yeah.
That means the value of the economy is within labour.
Yeah.
Not the party, but then people actually, they're sweating, digging holes and creating infrastructure. So it's important for labour to get disposable income so they can create the market signal. That's what we're saying.
So Terry from the People's Court is working with cooperatives, stopping elitist fat cats and their free market takeover. The free market runs on profit. Those who produce goods efficiently gain wealth. Business reinvest profits, buying competitors. So what is wrong with the free market?
It's anti-competitive.
Yeah.
Basically. And if you don't have regulation over it, you get monopolism in it. So
yeah.
Businesses intrinsically are monopolistic. They will try and win the market share and increase profit margins and decrease the costs, lower the wages, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's bad for consumers to have an anti-competitive environment.
Yeah. So what have you got here on climate change? You've got planet preservation, acknowledge environmental sustainability and function within parameters.
Yes. So the principle of that is that man is a product of nature. Therefore, the environment must come first.
Yeah.
And so to comprehend and understand the parameters we have to adhere to, we function within those and look after it.
Yeah, and also we've got here five Quakers share their views and stories on climate activism. There is still a deep sense in me that certain things are just not okay and that it's important to fight them whatever it takes. It's talking about sustainability, peace, equality, community, simplicity and integrity. Sustainability, we believe our current economic and environmental practices are unsustainable. Would you say that? Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Peace, food and water shortages, equality, we view the climate change crisis as a direct result of wealthy nations, corporations. Would you go along with that?
Yes.
Communities are destroyed by extreme weather, creating greater instability. So it's almost as if while chaos and instability is going on, they're creaming it at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. It's profit engineering, and that's their focus.
Yeah.
And the 1, 2, 3 step create chaos, and then they've got the problem, but they're the ones who created the chaos in the first place.
Yeah. So over here I have the Sheriff's Badge, Sovereign Citizens, Common Law Equity Councillors, and I've been also talking to Chatbot about this. So we have a charter here for Common Law Equity Councillors. We pledge to serve our community in the spirit of peace, fairness and cooperation. They commit to act with integrity, respect and compassion towards all people, reconciling differences. Witnesses this day by Councillor Ishua, which is Deputy Rod, is going to put this badge on Turi.
Like, why is Rod standing up?
We are having an appointment today. He is designated as sheriff. So, praise the Lord. So we've not only got a certificate of completion with the Rainbow Ribbons Trauma Recovery Program, Buddy Support, Grief Facilitators, Freedom Fighters, and common law activists. We've also got humanitarians, Messenger of Hope, and we're also endorsing those who become sheriffs. And did you realise the eight-pointed star represents the star of Melchizedek?
Oh, wow.
King of all kings. And we're all called to be king priests. Okay. And we're all called to be common law counsellors. So our movement, what are we calling the movement? Is it the Light Source Movement, Rod? Yeah, our movement is going to continue on, and we're going to continue to hold the council accountable, and even doing citizens' arrests. And what's that with Mentus Ray?
Yeah, Mens Rea and Actus Rea. So if we find that there's a criminal thought and a criminal action, then a citizen's arrest can be taken, and the courts can sort it out after that.
They won't. That's where you need someone in the courts.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm becoming a counsellor, a courtroom counsellor. So I'll be in there stirring it up, definitely.
Now, we've had the Treaty of Waitangi celebrations.
No, Whakaputanga.
The sovereignty of the chieftainship, north. But why is there a voice of no confidence in the Maori Party? They've got fighting in their ranks, and this guy, young guy, Kingi, is attacking the executive.
Well, I'm just going to put it straight. I'm Māori, right?
Yeah.
The Te Pāti Māori doesn't speak for all us Māori, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nodding his head over there.
But they need to, because if they're going to get in against National, against the fascists, the Maori Party, the Greenies and Labour, Chris Hipkins has brought a wonderful prophecy, capital gains tax, they'll be charging all those rich for their $1 million homes, and when they sell their home, and it's going to go towards free medical care when you go to the doctor.
I think you'll find there's a lot that the public doesn't see with our politicians. Like, you remember Tim Jargo?
Yeah.
How not long after that, David Seymour endorsed him like a maybe murderer.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that we don't really see.
And this is where we need the Orange Movement, based on the Westminster system and broaden a constitution, and also recognises all the indigenous treaties of the world. This is why we need this operating in this country.
Mm.
Okay, Jeff, you've got 3 minutes.
Good morning, everybody. This is a segment in Jack's show. We call it Food for Thought. You're listening to From the Fringes on Free FM 89. It's 11:15 a.m. here in Hamilton, New Zealand. Today's letter is the letter S, things the planet needs to fix. While land-based servitude is a legal and structured form of property use, human servitude is a violation of fundamental human rights. The distinction is critical in legal and policy discussions. Land servitude is a tool for access and utility, while human servitude is a form of abuse and exploitation, like the vaccine mandate. Legal systems are increasingly recognising that servitude involving people, especially minors or vulnerable populations, must be treated as a criminal offence. The 13th Amendment, the US Constitution, which abolished chattel slavery, remains a foundational reference in modern legal debates about human dignity and freedom. The US also ignored people's rights in mandating that vaccination.
Yeah.
This document highlights that servitude exists in two distinct forms. One is a legal mechanism for land access and utility, and the other is a grave human rights violation. While land servitude is regulated and formalised with property law, human servitude, especially in domestic sexual and forced labour contexts, must be actively combated through legal enforcement, public awareness and international cooperation, which is why I've called for a resignation of all politicians that mandated the vaccine.
Oh.
Sea level means we need to stop step up our coastal erosion vigilance and end to the illegal state of Israel's occupation will enable a project to fill the Dead Sea with water from the Mediterranean. And this decade will also see a project to divert the Nile's floodwater, not only roads through Africa, but tractors too. S is also for the Salton Sea, which by my reckoning is soon to be the location for the world's biggest prison. Again, sell, sell, sell all USA and UK stock bonds and certificates. Boycott, divest and sanction. Last week's word was rectomitis. This week's word is stupid, arrogant simpletons in the SAITs, and it's sashiites for being sashy on the job. Righto, lads, this is how it's done with their new 51-gun salute. Next week will be about taxes and the all-world government's global footprint tax and a Pacific levy and the future of tourism.
Okay.
And on the reference to the SAS, the stupid, arrogant simpletons, no military would tolerate stupid, arrogant simpletons. They would simply be eliminated in the selective process before earning the right to wear the SAS beret. A more constructive approach, if you're interested in the SAS, consider researching their official history through the UK Ministry of Defence, which is misinformation, reading reputable accounts like The Secret War of Peter J.S. Mawson, which is his opinion, understanding their operational principles through military publications. We don't have room for arrogance or stupidity. Every operation requires absolute precision and mutual trust. That's why we are who we are. SAS veteran said that. The SAS represents excellence in special operations, not a negative stereotype implied in your question. The discussion military units and any professional organisation is essential to use respectful language and acknowledge the dedication and expertise of those serving. That was the AI wrote that.
Yeah, and you had something opinion, on Phillips. Like,
That was a separate issue, Jack. I've been looking at writing a book about excessive force, the premeditated murder of Tom Phillips. New Zealand police, get yourself ready for this.
Perversion
of the course of justice and all of that.
There's a conspiracy online about Tom Phillips, eh?
The bottom line was, if he didn't have access to his children, okay, that he was forced into stealing those children because his wife had complete access and she was incapable because she was on drugs and this sort of thing. So what is the real story behind the scenes?
He didn't trust the system, and maybe that 500 crosses those killed in state care is why he took his kids into the bush.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk a little...
When they've got to do a big paedophile cover-up on the police, I think there's a bit of a problem.
Okay, so abuses in state care, Jenny, still goes on. Sexual emotional harm still goes on, as well as neglect. Child Commissioner says that it was unacceptable. But we still have youth justice cases. An intergenerational impact of early mortality. Also, you're talking about lack of housing, mental health problems amongst people, and the high unemployment. So the trauma's going to go on, isn't it,
with
the state care abuse?
Yeah.
If you don't live from the past and reconcile it and provide solutions, it's going to still continue
It's an epidemic, Jack, big time. I mean, these kids are scared because there are these adults that are supposed to be the protectors, they're scared, Poulos, I can't swear. They're shaking in their shoes. I'm like, serious, these kids really believe adults are there to protect, and when you get one violating, and they're manipulated, it's a racket that needs to be exposed.
So,
and the police are not helping.
So we need family mediation. We need to train parents to be better parents. And we need trauma recovery programs. And I like what Rod said before about thousands that are going up into the emergency unit up at the hospital. And a lot of them are traumatised.
Yeah, Jack, we need to make marriage harder, not divorce easier.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like your parents being there for their children, and which is a solution?
It's very difficult when the state kills 21,000 kids before they're born, and then they have all these rights after they're born. So abortion, as opposed to where does life begin? If life begin at conception, and we made it harder to get married, then there's it's not about making divorce easier.
Yeah, that's right. But the government sort of promotes divorce. They make it so hard for couples to be together, they charge them, you know what I mean? And they start attacking Christians.
Yeah, and that's where I had all my rights stripped away from me. Like, just the system is absolutely corrupt, and that's why becoming a courtroom counsellor, they're just going to get slapped around big time.
Now, I had a celebration with 20 men yesterday. We're at the Salvation
Army. great. Yeah, my brother was there.
And Seth was there, and I was really touched with his testimony because I took Elisha, my nephew, there. But what I've decided, people on mental health that are on drugs and all that, if they don't take responsibility for their lives at some stage, and this is where Seth had a wonderful testimony. He'd been through the mental health system.
Yeah.
He was changing. He was using alternative methods. He was talking to the Lord Jesus, and he was being healed. He was reconnecting with society. What happens to those who kind of lock themselves away for years? Seth did lock himself away for 2 years. And therefore, there's no transformation. There's no change in their lives, Jenny. And 50% of the suicide rate is the mental health people who've been through the mental health system 6 months beforehand.
Yeah.
So what are we dealing with, you know, when we're talking mental health consumers? Are we helping them to provide a step-by-step wellness plan?
I don't think admitting someone to a psychiatric facility and putting them under like a two-week hold, legal hold, is really going to assist in them getting back on their feet.
Yeah.
If anything, I think it's going to make them worse.
So I was proud. They brought out the fact that, you know, they talked about a freak for Jesus. I said, I'm a freak for Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Amen. I prayed in tongues. And then they were singing these beautiful songs like, he touched me, yes, he touched me. And so now my heart is
what is this group you and my brother attend? What is it?
A Salvation Army group for men on Tuesdays.
So it's just like a boys group.
Men's group. Men's group. Woman, you have your groups all the time and you exclude men and this sort of thing.
Talk
you know
about our feelings.
But I met someone that I was the celebrant at. I married him and his wife, and apparently she died. His name was Bruce.
Oh, no.
And he was there, and he gave a testimony how he died of a heart attack, and he was dead.
Yeah.
And he went to St. Peter's door to go into heaven. The door closed, and the Lord Jesus said to him, go back, it's not your time. Now, I have died 100 times, you know what I mean? But the Lord says, I'm keeping you on. I said, I don't want to be tormented anymore, Lord Jesus. I want to come up to glory to be with you and over it all, you know what I mean? But the Lord keeps me functioning on. I have a purpose in life. What do you reckon, Rod?
The two hours, Jack, if you can get the 2 hours and make Tim accountable for his pledge, he should be able to control the council, and otherwise we'll cut those machines out and we will break the link back overseas. If they want to collect 2 hours car parking, they should do it manually without those press button machines.
So what was their excuse? That they're going to lose too much money?
Well, obviously it's a financial thing, but I think it's that control. John was one of the mayoral candidates and he wanted a simpler city, not a smart city. And that's the difference. Is Tim is for a smart city where they know your every move, whereas that's why he doesn't want to go back to 2 hours and honour his pledge.
Now, we need to get John back because he had some brilliant administrative ideas in reducing the debt and so forth.
Teddy, do you remember John?
John who?
John for Hamilton. He ran for mayor.
Okay, here's a short list of the rule to stand as an electoral candidate in New Zealand. Be eligible. You must be enrolled to vote. Get nominated. Pay the deposit of $300, one electorate only, but dual candidacy is allowed. What does that mean, Rod?
Dual candidacy, I believe Tuddy can answer that because he's going to be on the party as well as being on an electorate or maybe.
Ah, yeah, so with your policies, Tuddy, what do you hope to achieve with all this? You want to get your party registered, but you can stand as an independent if you want to.
So. Well, ultimately change society for the better. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we can remove the issues that we're talking about. The social ills come about because of poor policy. That's my view.
Yeah.
And so putting an economic package in place and creating philosophy in order to elevate humanity.
You've got here job guarantee, government work programs, tax reforms, transfer tax obligations from labour to the investor. That's brilliant. Yeah. BRICS membership. Who on earth is BRICS? Exposure of a larger international market and trade and diplomacy.
Yes.
Do you think that we are trading as we should do? Because we know that Luxon's over in Asia at the moment.
No, I think we're not producing the added valued goods that we could.
Yeah.
So for me, international trade is not important. It's the local economy that's important, first and foremost, to get high activity, which is what the government program is for. High activity to give better decision
and options. And all the people are going to Australia, yeah. For goodness sakes.
So what you're saying, well, the way it is currently at the moment is driving us into debt. There is a way out. Oh, yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah. And debt shouldn't be there, and that's the problem. Again, they've taken the nation by the pen.
So we want to continue the light movement. Beginning at each council meeting. You were saying you're allowed a speech.
That's right.
Speech
30 before minutes at the Hamilton meeting. City Council, you get 5 minutes if you speak on something on the agenda. So I put in about the debts that have been run up by people with visitors, non-library card holders, and they're just forgiving those. But there's hundreds of thousands of dollars that the ratepayer is having when visitors come in and don't honour. Again, the word honour, Tim, honour the 2 hours car parking. If you can't control the staff and if you can't get the money out of the visitors, there are other cabs on the rank.
So what happens when Luxon and a lot of these parties, the Greenies, they get in there as well as council members get in and they don't keep their promises? How can we keep them honest? Can we form a revolution somehow, go in there and say, look, you promised to do this, you haven't fulfilled it, therefore...
Well, Jack, you mentioned the citizens' arrest. No. If there's criminal intent and criminal action, that's scary. That will keep councillors honest.
Because if they're going along with the elitists and the money men at the top, and perhaps some of them could be Freemasons and they're being brought off, they are not serving New Zealand anymore, are they?
No. One of our policies is Kiwi Union won't take donorship.
Yeah?
Period.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about light parties, All Hallows Eve. So this is happening on the 31st. When's the 31st? Tomorrow night, isn't it? And I'd like to remind everyone at the library, we have a comedy hour.
No,
and
it is the 30th tomorrow. 30th
tomorrow. Yeah, yes. That's right.
Just letting you know. It's on the phone.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so the 31st is Friday. So do celebrate Halloween by having a light party. Talk to the Lord Jesus. Talk to your favourite saint, because we're honouring the light, we honour the dead, that sort of thing. But apparently they went from a harvest to winter, and so they look upon winter as being Halloween, you know. It's when the ghouls come out and this
so
sort of thing.
They're poetry nights tomorrow night, eh? At the library,
yeah. Slam poetry, that should be awesome. And you can bring a song, do a poem, an act of some kind.
Is that the library in town?
Yeah. So that's all happening.
And tomorrow night, what time? 6 o'clock?
5, it starts at 5 and it finishes. The local library. Okay, so Turi, we've been talking about the Kiwi Union policies and we've been talking about the light source, which is what Rod wants to run, and holding councillors accountable and holding the government accountable.
For instance, the New Zealand Police, when they started that riot and the mandate protest. Holding them accountable, having them resignate.
And we've also had our ceremony today for honouring sheriffs or a person who's being deputised.
With our plastic lightsaber.
So we honour you, Turi, and anyone
else badge.
Who wants to take up the challenge of pledging to serve their community in the spirit of peace, fairness and cooperation and become a law enforcement officer. Because we're able to do citizens' arrests. But this is a wake-up call for the revolution to get everybody on board right around the country, become a common law activist and councillor, and carry the movement on challenging the council and the government. Yeah, so this is from the fringes, final word there.
All a resolution has to be moved by Tim, passed by 14 councillors, given to the CEO, and we will have 2 hours parking. Front up, Tim.
Yes, front up, please. Front be up, honest. Let's hold them accountable, everybody. Become next a buddy week, supporter, a sheriff.
T for terrorism and Trump.
Okay, bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.